things we do to these mics.
Oh my golly gee.
Hi y'all. Hope you had a good holiday.
I don't know what to say.
We are Awkward Conversations, and you're listening in live at noon-ish today.
Unless you're dead.
Unless you're dead.
Over the headphones.
If you're dead, then you're probably not listening to our podcast, Frank. Thanks so much.
You don't know. They might be listening to it from the great beyond. Don't search the spirit.
That's true. They have explicit podcasts in heaven.
Come on.
That's what Stitcher is for.
They are hooked up.
Well, maybe we should introduce ourselves. As always, I'm Anastasia, a.k.a. Psycho Fembot.
I am Frank Bennington, a.k.a. Bad Touch Bad Boy.
And I am Rachel Frumkin, a.k.a. Sassy Pants.
And today, our guest is... Introduce yourself.
My name is Jeff Langston, a.k.a. I have no idea.
We're going to have to get him a nickname.
I think his nickname is just... Jeff.
That's nice. You're no longer allowed.
Just Jack. Just Jack.
That's more important. Like, that works more. And we are missing one of our co-hosts. Sadly, Cuddles the sociopath will no longer be on their show. We are sad to see him go. We thank him for his time, but we're ready to rock and roll into 2013.
New season coming up, y'all.
New season. We're getting bigger boobs, bigger penises. Everything's happening. It's going to be bigger and better.
Bigger crevices. Bigger. Oh, wait.
No.
We're not. I don't know. I don't even know what's going on anymore.
Some of us are getting bigger orifices.
Oh, heathens.
Frank apparently is getting bigger orifices. So that could be something that you would be interested in.
Can it be stretched out any further?
This is true, guys.
Apparently, apparently, it's going to be Grand Canyon proportions.
What?
What?
Grand Canyon proportions?
Yeah. I mean, that's... the great wonders of the world.
Well, I mean, I guess.
In Frank's pants.
Frank's pants.
Oh. Kind of small, but whatever.
Okay.
Your pants are small. Your penis is small. Did he
just
say his penis?
I think he said
I think he just told us your penis is small, which I know is not true. I've heard otherwise.
There's
who have you been talking to?
We know a lot about Frank's sex life that maybe we shouldn't know about, but yet we do.
Well, if you've listened to the Love Bite podcast, yeah. You probably know a little.
Yeah.
More.
Yes, we love those Love Bite people. Today we're going to be wrapping up the year and talking about. Our favorites of the year, like our favorite three movies this year. I know one that we can all agree on. Well, maybe not all of us, but I think that we can all agree that Cabin in the Woods was
pretty bad.
The shit. It was the shit.
That was awesome.
It was awesome.
I've never seen that movie, but last night I had a dream that you and I went to go see that movie in the theater, and you're like, it's going to be great. You'll be so surprised. And all I remember from the commercial was like an image of a clown. And then I just remember this clown showing up on screen and me turning to you and going, bitch. And I was like, I don't trust you. How dare you trick me into watching this?
Wait, I am so confused by your dream. You turned to me and said, bitch, about a clown.
But yeah.
Why?
Because I was like, I don't like nobody who likes clowns.
People
honestly,
like clowns. I think
honestly, I don't like clowns either.
I used to like clowns as a kid, but not anymore.
I don't like clowns, and I don't like marionettes.
People like clowns. I mean, there's even clown porn. I mean, midget clown porn too.
Jeremy,
like clowns.
Do you like clown porn?
Do you like clowns, Jeremy?
I don't care about clowns, I guess.
He's apathetic.
So you're not scared of them. They don't turn you on. You're just like, whatever, they're clowns.
Yep.
See, that's what I'm saying. I actually have a clown phobia.
No, I don't like clowns.
Phobic thing. So for me to turn...
Where do you think that comes from?
John Wayne Gacy, probably.
Gacy's a good start. Yeah.
Gacy is a good... I have no connection to Gacy. I just read a lot and... But I think also I had this clown doll in my room when I was really young, and I think it fucking traumatized the shit out of me.
Wasn't it Poltergeist where the clown...
comes out from under the bed? Yeah.
I think that did it for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too.
No, it was my brother decided to come back from Israel and recount to me scene by scene, minute for minute, the movie It. And I was like 7.
That wasn't actually a movie. It was a miniseries.
Whatever. He watched it in Israel. It was a... Fuck you, Jeff. It's a movie. A miniseries is like a movie spread out over days.
Technically, it's a miniseries.
Technically, whatever. Technically, whatever. But yeah, that...
Can you get your facts straight before you tell your story?
Fuck you. But then again, the other night I also had a dream that we got lost in the magic castle and I couldn't find
you
guys.
You're dreaming about me a lot.
Yeah, we're having a lot of activity. No,
lesbians.
Not that kind of dream.
I'm not dreaming about her.
You were in that dream with the magic castle too. I was getting lost in the
so
magic
you dream
castle.
Of
gay.
Gay.
It is quite easy to get lost in there, though.
And yeah. I kept getting lost.
Oh, in the castle.
Yeah.
I kept getting lost, and then I kept like going into rooms where they were playing like horrible, horrible magic. Like you could see the tricks, how they were done, and I couldn't find my friends. I kept ending up in the ladies' room. It was weird.
Maybe you really had to go to the bathroom.
Maybe.
In your dream.
I don't know. In the it was ladies weird. Room.
Be back real soon. Okay, stop singing.
Oh, can we go back to clowns for a second?
Oh,
has
gosh.
Anyone heard of a movie called The Day the Clown Cried?
No.
It's supposed to be, I think, a movie about a clown, like a German clown who gets fired and then gets a job at a camp of sorts and starts performing for certain children and then eventually has to lead them to the gas chambers. And
what?
Instead of, you know, like saving them, he just
hey man
agrees to
have a clown
in with the children and just gets gassed.
See, this is the reason I'm scared of clowns. You see this bullshit?
Oh, and he was played by Jerry
kills
Lewis.
Little boys, puts them in crawl space, and who?
Jerry Lewis.
And then this clown leads them to the gas chamber. Fuck clowns. Fuck clowns. Fuck clowns. Not literally fuck clowns, because I really don't understand.
Well, I mean, if you're like into that kind of porn, then I guess you can fuck a clown. But
why would anybody want to see a clown be fucked? Why is that?
I don't know.
Why is that a thing?
Why would anybody want to see? Why would anybody want to see a Sasquatch fucked? It's a thing as well.
I don't understand that because that's like anthropological.
You can understand. You can.
Are you a furry?
You can understand the reasoning behind somebody wanting to screw Bigfoot.
Hey, if I could date a fucking Russian, I could date Sasquatch. No offense to Russians out there. I probably
some of you are very handsome.
You're really hot. Russian who's listening.
The one Russian. The one Russian that just got offended. Like, I
don't
hate
be
you.
Offended. You're totally my type. Just say my name. I'll be done.
Oh,
where are your pants? They flew off.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I lost my pants again. Oh, speaking of pants. Okay, we went to go get hot chocolate. And this guy, like, not even disguising the fact that he's checking out my ass, like, turns his head, looks at my ass, and then looks in my face, and then keeps walking and looking at my ass.
Was it the homeless guy that was right out there when I came in?
No.
It was this other guy walking down the street with his headphones on and whatever. I'm like, yep, that's how you get girls.
By checking out their butt, plainly.
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, but that butt's gotten you places, man. You got a marriage proposal. You got a marriage proposal from some dude at the
Yo
bus station.
Yo, ass is taking you places.
And I'm sure that marriage proposal would have ended so amazingly.
He was like, hey, do you want to get married? And she was like, no, thanks. He's like, oh, that's cool. I just wanted to say you were really beautiful. And she's like, thank you.
I said, not today.
Not
See,
today.
I didn't even close the door completely. I said, not today. So if I ever get really desperately catwoman-y, I can go
She
back
can go to the dude. She can go to the dude, track him down, and be like, hey, you said you'd want to marry me.
Are Could you missed, obvious when you check out a guy?
No, I'm not obvious.
Do you think you're not obvious?
I think I'm not obvious.
But maybe you
But you
are.
Might be like, woo.
When I checked out Joseph Gordon-Levitt, then I was probably a little bit obvious.
You're probably like...
I mean, I'd be a little bit obvious, too. I'd be like, woo. I'd be like, Stacey, hello, nurse.
But that's a silly question. He's a guy. Everyone knows that guys like girls. You're silly.
Oh,
you're
so sorry.
But when you check out a boy, are you obvious?
No.
Why did I have to ask you like that? I'm so sorry.
Are you really not obvious?
Do you do the eye glance?
I pretend I'm either... looking at a clock or, oh, I think I saw something. No, I didn't.
Yeah, so you're obvious.
Oh, that's so obvious. So obvious. That's so most obvious. Obvious. Like, don't look at the person.
Okay,
you know?
I know.
I mean, like, I know that they're that way. I'll just be like, oh, wait, I'm looking for...
You're obvious.
Oh, my God. That's
you're
super obvious.
You're obvious.
Yeah. I do the eye glance. I do the sideways eye glance or the up and down check out the...
Oh, I know I'm obvious. there are certain guys that have like when I see them, like the breath has gone out of my body, and I'm like,
I have stopped mid-sentence one time from checking out a guy. I was talking to a friend, a guy walked by, and I checked him out, and I stopped mid-sentence.
That happens to me all the time. Actually, me and my friend Nick, we were working the show, and this one guy, so cute, like was just walking around moving sets or whatever. We're having this complete conversation. All at once, we're like, blah, 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 blah. Watched him completely walk out of view and then picked up the sentence from where we
came. Oh my goodness.
You unpaused.
I am like a dog when it comes to men. Like I am completely obvious about it. Sometimes I'm not even classy about it when I let check them out.
Are you like in the cartoons?
No.
Like in the cartoons when they have the guy check out the woman, he's a wolf and his eyes pop back.
Pretty much.
I'm pretty much that.
I mean, like so me and my sister went to Disneyland and we saw this really hot guy like sitting at this, you know, like he was sitting at a table. And so I walk up and he like looks up and smiles at me. And so of course I trip and fall over a chair. And my sister, who was also checking him out, trips and falls over me. So we are like this clump of
we're adorably clumsy, aren't we? Jeremy, when you check out a girl, are you obvious?
That's one of my problems, is that I'm way too obvious. Way too obvious.
Like,
to the point where she just starts to feel really uncomfortable and wants to get away from me.
Yeah, speaking of which, I have to talk to you about something after the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What?
It's about you checking him out.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Oh, dude, it made him way too uncomfortable.
Sorry, I didn't mean to make you uncomfortable.
Jeremy.
You're looking at me really weird. I'm sorry.
Frank, don't pretend you don't like it.
Right?
Hands on top of the table, Frank.
Where we can see him, buddy. We had that rule when we would go like field trips in high school. We would be like, hands where we can see him, people.
What? What kind of really? High school did you go to?
Oh, I went to Hollywood High. People blew people on the bus at Hollywood High. Yeah. But so it'd be like,
high school,
hands,
come on.
Hands where we can see them.
It's just
like they have to be on the lap. Like, hands where we can see them, folks. Like, no hanky-panky funny business.
That's crazy.
No whoopee.
In show choir, we were bad in show choir, though.
You guys were the bad seats.
We really were.
And then there was this one time at show choir.
It's like band camp, man.
We were really bad. Like, I was bad, too. I mean, I was a good girl. I did play a joke on my mom in the bus once. I made her say, you know those statements that you write down? And it's just, like, a whole bunch of random words, but it, like, says something out. So I had my mom get up in the middle of show choir, and I was like, here's an announcement that our teacher wants. And she's like, okay, kids, everybody be quiet. I am so fucking retarded. We're like, I'm sorry, we couldn't hear you in the back. She's like, I'm only going to say this one more time, you guys. And you shut up. I am so fucking retarded.
I love your mother, by the way, because I know she's listening. So I laugh at you because I love you.
Hi, Alice.
Hi, Mama Washington.
I love you very much.
But we were bad. We got thrown out of Disneyland because everybody was having sex on the Haunted Mansion. And
well, why wouldn't you?
That never happens. You're silly.
I know. Right. It's like one of the... I mean, I, my virginal self, have never,
had
relations in public.
You just became, like, the most, like, 18-footed son of a... Well, Auntie Claire, I've never done that. No.
She's getting the vapors.
I know, seriously.
It really is.
Seriously. It's sweltering in here right now, but that's okay. That's cool.
Have you had sex in public, Jeff?
No. No, I'm trying to think if there's...
Like movie theater?
Lies. Oh, lies!
I had sex in the back of a New York City taxi cab once. That's pretty cool.
While it was moving?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Props to you.
Yay, Jeremy, but
yeah, that was fun.
Those cabs are dirty.
They are very dirty.
Those cabs are dizzy.
The thing that I love about it, though...
You get STDs off those cabs.
I know, seriously.
The cab driver does not care what you do in his cab at all. And I proved it.
Yeah, you did.
He's probably got a...
You proved it in a big way, Jer.
Wait. How long did it last?
It was like a 20-minute cab ride.
Oh, that's not so bad.
The whole 20 minutes?
Well, I didn't finish in the cab.
Oh, okay.
That's what you're going for.
Okay, interesting.
That's what he was going for. You've known Frank long enough that you can suss that out.
I feel like that needs to be a game. What can we get away with in a cab? Like, I feel like that needs to be something.
So we're having a new video segment next year.
What can you get away with in a cab?
Send us your videos of what you've gotten away with in a cab. And we might share it.
Or we might just view it for ourselves. Oh,
freaky
yeah.
Twin thing.
Ooh, freaky twin thing.
Yeah.
We're twinsies now?
Yeah. Twinsies.
Twinsies.
I like the Wonder Twins.
I was thinking more like Care Bear Cousins.
Oh, no, I was thinking like Wonder Twins, because you guys need rings that go like Wonder Twins, powers activate, form of.
It's Wonder Twin powers.
What the fuck is with you people today? I am leaving. I am leaving. If one more person corrects me on this fucking podcast, I'm walking out.
Can you say something else?
No. I'm just going to be silent.
No. I'm speaking in French now. Oh, Jeff. What can we correct you on?
Nothing. I need no correction.
Oh, he needs no erection.
No, I need an erection.
Oh, you need an erection.
Did The Descendants come out this year?
No, I think that was last year.
Was that last year? Because that was a really good movie.
Don't get all gay be married in here.
Safety not guaranteed.
Yes, we saw that at free screening, and then
that
like
was really good.
We couldn't talk really about it. They made us sign a confidentiality agreement, but I was like, "Bitches, see this movie."
Yeah, it was really.
It
good.
Was fantastic,
and it's like one of those movies that you can't really tell people what it's about because no. you're going.
Because it's so hard.
It.
Like, yeah, you're like, I don't know. He's looking for somebody to travel with. And I never said time travel. I was like, he's just looking for somebody to travel with.
But they say it in the
description.
On, yeah. Yeah, because it's based on the actual, like, Craigslist ad, or not. Is it Craigslist?
It was an actual newspaper ad. Newspaper somebody ad. Put out. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember, like, a couple of years ago, there was, like, this guy on Craigslist that was posting as a time traveler.
Mm. Yeah. Might
I think
be
that's
that
what
guy.
It's based on.
Okay. Might be that. Too.
Are you going to try to answer that ad? Do you think he might be the doctor?
Ooh.
Ooh, can we do that? Can we do like a Craigslist ad as the doctor? That'd be the best thing ever.
Yes. Can we have the guy from Inspector Space Time back on?
Sure.
Mr. Travis.
I know
Richard.
He doesn't like any of my bits, but.
He does.
He was such a nice guy, too.
Yeah, we like him. Come back on our show.
Pretty cool.
Do it now, Inspector Space Time?
Space Time.
It's. Space Time?
Actually, it's the untitled series about a dude who travels back in time.
I think it's untitled web series.
Actually, let's pull this up. It is.
You can't see it, but she's thrusting her mini fists in the air.
I got Hulkman!
If the Hulk was a Smurf size.
They need a mini Hulk. They need sizes of the Hulk. So they need like major mega Hulk. And then they need like on his days off. And he's like, I don't feel like being so Hulky. They need like a medium Hulk that just does like the minor stuff.
And well, they need like Avengers babies.
They do. Those are creepy.
Avengers babies. They make our dreams come true. No? Okay.
And then like mini Hulk. Just maybe like mini Hulk just stops like robberies and like minor thefts.
Like, this is not Hulky enough for the full Hulk.
I don't really need to, like, throw a cop car across, you know, New York City, but you're stealing a car. Smash.
Semi-smash.
Smash, smash, smash. Smash.
Instead of smashing a car, he smashes a Hot Wheels.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I think maybe we need to make you the mini Hulk.
Mini Hulk.
Mini She-Hulk. Mini She-Hulk.
Sounds like
because she's a lawyer.
Really gross.
Mini Sorry. Hulk sounds something gross.
No, SMA.
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 Does it sound like does it sound like schmegma?
Oh my god. Schmegma. She is leaking SMA all over my carpet.
Ew. That's so gross.
Schmegma.
Do you like SMA?
SMA.
I'm not familiar with that. What's schma?
Nothing. It is nothing.
I know what schmegma is. Is that just short for schmegma?
Okay, no. Is that what you're making it, Frank?
It's female schmegma.
Ew.
I thought schmegma was female.
No.
Oh, okay.
Not as far as I know.
Oh, my God.
That's not what my father's told. That's not what my father's told me.
The names that they it is. Why did we have to have like really weird Urban Dictionary names?
Magma.
Please stop.
Okay, we can stop with the
scrunching.
Santorum.
Mustache rides.
Mustache ride. Oh, would you have a mustache ride?
A mustache ride? Yeah. Okay, I'm going to be honest, and I don't know what that means.
Neither did we. It's okay.
I know. But literally it means that you're riding somebody's mustache with your crotch.
It's like you're teabagging a dude with a mustache.
In the days of yore.
that's what it says on Urban Dictionary, is like you're sitting on some dude's.
Sit on my face.
Some dude's face.
That you love me.
Although I really don't go for guys that have mustaches. Although that may have to change.
What's your type?
Let's find Jeff a date.
I've known somebody that you dated, so I kind of know your type, but.
Oh, that's, yeah. Hmm.
Well, since I moved out here, my type has changed quite a bit. Because, and you know, in Tennessee, we didn't really have Latinos.
Oh.
No, Frank. Oh.
No means no, Frank.
No, Frank, no.
That's raisins, guys.
That's so raisins.
It's delicious. Deliciously raisins.
Oh, my God.
Stop playing on your computer.
I wanted to say that when we were talking about Avengers earlier, because we were talking about Hulk, I wanted to say I watched Captain America for the first time last night. And I have very...
You've popped your Captain America.
I have very strong opinions about that movie, and I shouldn't. I think, A, it was about an hour and a half too long.
It wasn't an hour and a half long. No, I'm just kidding.
It was way too long for the kind of movie it was. And three, I have this feeling like somewhere in the back of my brain, Steve Rogers wakes up, Nick Fury says... Oh, yeah, you've been asleep for 70 years. And I feel like you should go, no, I've been fucking dead for 70 years. Fuck you, people. And then just like go on a rampage, like a drunken rampage on New York. That's what I would like to happen.
But he's Captain America.
I don't give a shit.
I think there's an alternate personality for every superhero.
There's an alternate Superman. There's an alternate Hulk. There's another world person out there.
An alternate Superman and Batman. They're called the...
But what I'm saying is that some superheroes are just themselves, right? And Captain America is a product of his time.
It's just himself, yeah.
And the writing of Captain America was pure propaganda. Pure propaganda.
Yeah.
Recent Steve Rogers has been pretty, like, hardcore, but, like...
Wait, as how Captain hardcore? He becomes the...
like.
Again. I just like to think in another universe, like I'm not saying this necessarily had to be in the movie. I just like to think in another universe somewhere, Steve Rogers is sitting at home with a 40 going, fuck my life. I missed 70 fucking years. Fuck you, government, for doing this shit to me. I would have rather been a skinny bastard than have this shit happen. Fuck you, world.
But then there would be no movie. He would just be a couch like potato crying about his life, and that's not who Captain America is.
Maybe the fucking movie is he loses his way, and then he finds himself.
This
back.
Is not fucking Joyful Noise. No, he needs to go and kick some fucking ass.
I'm not saying it has to be done in the movie. Though. I'm saying, people out there that write comics, write another world, Steve Rogers, where he's fucking horrible.
Please don't. Where he's just mad
at the fucking world.
No, don't.
You know, actually, in the ultimate version of the comics, he's the president of the United States now.
See, do you want the president to be mad at the world?
He was dead for 70 years!
He wasn't dead, though.
I would be so mad!
He was a little tiffed, okay? He was a little upset.
I would be more than a little tiffed if my entire fucking life was decimated and gone
and
for
that's
70
why you're
years!
That's why you're not a superhero, Rachel. That's why you're not a fucking superhero.
That's what this boils down to.
Don't have fucking time to sit on the couch and whine about their fucking life.
I'm not saying you sit on the couch and whine, but I'm saying maybe it's also because I watched the Doctor Who Christmas special before. But they just need somebody to be like, man, you used to be Captain America. You used to be Steve Rogers. You were like fantastic. And he's
like, you could have been a contender.
He's like, yeah, man, I know I was. what? This is horrible happening again. Look at that dude, that god, he's ruining the world. Okay, I'll go help him. Something like that.
They did. Have you seen Avengers? I'm going to kill you. What did you watch? You didn't watch the movie.
I did watch the movie.
Okay, well, the last ending, he's pretty upset.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like a 28 weeks later, days later kind of thing where he's like, fuck my life. Like,
yeah, where he punches the punching bag, it hits the wall, and Nick Fury goes, hey, man, I need you to do something. And he goes,
right.
Oh, what, you need me to say the word? He goes, something like that. Yeah, I'm saying, that's cool. He's angry. He punched it back. I'm just saying, if I were that dude,
I would be Captain America. And you would also have a penis. And the reason why Captain America is Captain America is because he acts like
because he's a fucking Boy Scout, I get. Yes. I'm just saying, maybe I have an issue with the Boy Scouts of the world.
Captain America.
You also have a problem with Superman, then?
Yeah, I hate Superman. I hate Superman. I hate Superman.
Because you don't know Superman, babe.
I don't like Superman.
Well, I have a Boy Scout problem, but I understand that Captain America came about because he, for that whole purpose of being a Boy Scout.
Yeah, I understand that, too. I'm just saying, maybe.
Another thing to understand is that Captain America has become more like a symbol instead of just Steve Rogers. Once Steve Rogers left the Captain America persona, he became like secret agent, like assassin, and took over S.H.I.E.L.D. and like now he's putting out hits on people and shit. Like, he himself got hardcore, but the idea of Captain America is very wholesome, and for a while he has to be.
I'm just saying, that's my opinion. I'm entitled to it.
I hate your opinion.
I'm not saying you have to like it. I'm just saying that's my opinion.
Your opinion can suck my opinion's balls.
Okay, that's cool. I also had watched Batman Red Hood, which is, have you seen Batman Takes on Red Hood? It's really interesting. It's like, what happens when Robin loses faith in Batman? What would happen to him if that
were? You need to see it.
Oh, I mean, I'll see it.
Okay, no, actually, what happens is bad.
I don't want to spoil anything. Like,
I
nobody's
wanted to say something about Captain America.
Okay, say something about Captain America.
No, it's over now.
It's never over.
We already moved on to Batman.
No, that's not how our segues work.
What's a segue?
So, Captain America was the movie I finally realized what 3D was because I was so high when I watched it.
And the shield.
Freaked out, and I turned to the person next to me and I said, I finally realized what 3D is, and I don't like it.
I don't think that was me, so you were talking to a random person.
No, I wasn't. I was talking to Emily.
Oh,
and she kept going, what is wrong with it? Don't you see? Don't you see what 3D is?
Don't you see?
Oh my goodness.
That was not fun. Okay, Batman whining. Continue.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm going to watch Batman animated movies. Let's see. I watched Batman Doom, which was pretty good. It's like he keeps files on like...
Actually, it's Justice League.
Well, on Netflix, it says Batman. So.
Wait, are you not a DC guy? Because you haven't been chiming in about the DC yet.
I've only started. Well,
get the fuck out.
No, I started getting into DC when they rebooted.
Then you're
the
okay.
So, and you're I'm okay. reading what 51 of the 52 titles.
But what you're telling me is that Marvel is more important.
Marvel is more important to me. Now, you want to get me started? Let's talk about issue number 700 of Amazing Spider-Man.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I don't know that. It's only been out for like a couple of days.
Okay, well, we could
No. I mean, I think we should talk about it, but I don't what? I don't know. I don't know if I like what happened.
It's a storyline. It's going to go back to the original.
Of course, but it just cheapens the whole idea of doing it in the first place.
Cheapen the whole idea. I'm sorry. I have nothing to say.
So that's my foot. Okay.
He's pretty damn cheap.
Okay, in this economy, $20 is a lot of money.
Ooh.
Like you've ever charged.
That's true.
I'm implying he's a skank, everyone.
I didn't think there was any filthy, implication needed.
Oh, cool. Cool. You're like on a Batman kick. Why?
I don't... Oh, I think because I started watching awesome. Because I listened to the episode of Angry Dorks that Frank was on, and they were talking about like their favorite Batman Superman movies. And I was like, I've not seen a lot of these Batman cartoon movies. Maybe I should watch them. I've seen like a few of them, but I was like, I should watch some of them.
You should.
Mask of
because
the Phantasm.
Because he is Batman, you moron.
And so I watched, the first one I watched was, well, on Netflix, it's a Batman Doom, but it might have, and in IMDb it says Batman Doom. But he basically keeps a file on.
I think someone needs to look up IMDb right now.
He basically keeps a file on all the the Justice League members as a contingency plan, and then somebody gets them and they start to destroy them, kind of. And then I tried watching Batman Year One, and that was kind of boring, so I stopped.
But read the comic; it's better.
What?
Mask of the Phantasm.
Oh.
I've seen Mask of the Phantasm. I've seen most of them. The newer ones I have not seen. Then I watched Batman Red Hood, which is. I mean, I could be wrong, but it's the first time I'd ever seen an animated movie or a Batman movie, period, where they talk about Jason Todd, where they don't talk about Tim and they don't talk about Dick Grayson. They're like, hey, there was this Robin. His name was Jason. This is what happened.
Oh, Jason Todd.
Justice League.
Justice League. Justice League.
Actually, it's Justice League.
Should have had a stroke, you guys. Don't be concerned.
I'm just saying on the Netflixes it said Batman.
Well, you're wrong.
So I'm going off.
You're
what
wrong.
They said on
and
the
you also
Netflix
said
age.
Dick like multiple times in a conversation.
But that's his name is Richard Grayson.
What is
Dick
it?
Grayson.
Oh, what is it?
Dick Grayson.
Oh.
He's played by Neil Patrick Harris in that movie.
He is. He's played by Neil Patrick Harris. And Jason Todd Harris is played by Jensen Ackles. And
Wait, is Jensen the one I like or is he?
Yeah, Jensen's the one you
like.
So you're
going to want to watch
it. Wait. Is it the one I like?
Yes, that's the one that plays Dean on the show, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the one you like.
I don't
like the other one.
Well, I've met the other one. He's very nice.
Who cares about nice? Did I ever care about that in any of my relationships?
He's very handsome in real person, too.
Have you seen the picture of him with his cock out?
What?
Huh? Who, Jared Padalecki or Jensen Ackles?
Jared.
Huh?
No. What? Google this right now, woman.
What do you think I'm doing?
Because I found a picture of Chris Evans last night, like the shirtless picture of him as he's just dumping Captain America. And so I went on this mad man had to be like to see if his brother was just as cute as he is. He's got the cutest gay brother. He's adorable.
Why does he gotta be gay?
Because his brother just happens to be gay.
Racist.
That's not racist. How is that racist? You guys are silly.
It's racist because...
But I felt as like where Captain America ended, I watched this other movie, this horrible 80s movie with Susan Day where she plays a stripper for like a singing telegrams company where the movie just ended with them on a mountain,
how
like
do I
hugging
take it
each
off
other.
So I can see naked people on here.
It's a settings thing, dude.
Well, you unhook the bra and then, oh.
You're stupid.
It's a studying thing.
Fix it so I can see naked.
Okay.
It's actually not naked.
Stacey,
but
have you
said penis.
No, I said cock. He's kissing a cock.
He's kissing
Is it a real picture? Is it a real or a fakey?
I don't know.
Wait, he's kissing a penis or is he kissing a
Because
chicken?
I've seen
he's
the naked. I've seen the naked.
Fuck you. Wait, no.
Oh.
What?
There's still this.
I know.
I've seen the naked picture of Daniel Radcliffe. And
can I just? Oh,
congratulations to him.
They're just pasting his face on people's bodies.
Oh no! Actually, I think it's a real picture.
This?
What?
Oh no! Not that.
That's totally him. That's totally him. Jeremy, would you like to see these pictures?
Who is it?
It's Jared Padalecki. Oh my God, they're the-
This is the picture that I referred
to. Oh,
let me see. Is it really like it's him?
He's just kissing a chicken. Looks- everybody, don't Google.
He's kissing a rooster.
Actually,
he is kissing a cock.
He is kissing a cock.
Whoa.
Oh, incest.
Wincest.
Winsass.
Well,
and now Anastasia can look at porn on her iPad.
Wait, weren't you telling Stacey and I on the car ride over that you read some fan fiction where like several people meet each other and have like crazy?
There are quite a few fan fictions out there that are interesting, but one of them had several crime-fighting detective women from CSI and Charlie's Angels, and even the movie Debs and Scooby-Doo. Like coming together at a conference to,
What is Debs?
It's about the girl, what do they do?
I accidentally looked up more naked pictures.
Oh no.
Debs.
D-E-B-S.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It helps when it's not.
It's got lesbian lovers in it. Jordana Brewster plays a hot lesbian lady.
Oh, okay.
What? It's not horror. It's not like the word. Like it didn't. It wasn't received well when it.
I think it pretty much bombed.
Yeah, it bombed. But it's like for a really cheesy movie, it's decent for what it is.
Cheesy movie.
Yeah, it's decent for a really cheesy movie. It's not like, you know, Citizen Kane.
Okay.
What was that with Snape and the Teletubbies? What is the fuck is going on at crack.com?
What is the fuck that is going on?
What the fuck?
Okay, fan fiction, why does it always have to end in like awkward, like sex? Not like, I can understand characters that you wanted to see together, but characters that it doesn't make any sense for them to be together at all.
There's one with
like, why?
Dragon Ball Z character, Goku and Anne Frank.
What? Why does that need to happen?
Why must we break the fourth wall?
Wait, there's actually
no... Who the fuck thinks of this shit?
There's actually no sex in this one. And it's just basically he shows up and saves her from Hitler. And they fall in love and they move to Australia and have kids.
Okay, well, I can see that one.
But
I mean, that's nice that she was saved. But she's also on American Horror Story. So just watch that.
Don't watch American Horror Story. We've ruined nothing. Believe me,
I'm like two episodes behind. So.
I didn't ruin anything for you.
I don't watch the show.
Anne Frank is on American Horror Story.
Okay, so
American
the characters,
Horror Story is the story of my life.
Is it? It's, are you often locked up with nuns, being caned?
So
caning for fun and profit.
It is. Law and Order, SVU, Law and Order, Trial by Jury, CSI, CSI New York, Charlie's Angels, The Division, Cagney
Trial
and,
by Jury.
Yeah, Cagney and Lacey, Murder, She Wrote, Nancy Drew, Cold Case, Crossing Jordan, The X-Files, Scooby-Doo and
Crossing
Debs.
Jordan.
So all those shows come together at a conference, and apparently they're trying to solve the murder of a mall Santa Claus who ends up being a transsexual or transvestite.
Uh-oh.
Like you do.
Yeah.
They all end up getting into a sex orgy.
Yeah, one of the lines is...
I don't know
flashed...
why I have to say sex orgy, because it automatically means sex when you say orgy. Sorry.
So this is a little excerpt. It says...
Food orgy.
She flashed a mischievous smile. I believe elves only come out on Christmas, detective, but fairies are known to be out all year long. She batted her eyes, exaggerated her southern drawl even more. Why, I dare say... I would know a fairy when I see one.
We should have had Jeff read this so he could have had a southern accent come out.
Detective Benson's eyebrow arched. With a slight smile, she tilted her head at Kelly. I take it you like fairies, Miss Garrett?
Oh, God.
I'm sorry, I cannot hear the name Miss Garrett without thinking Facts of Life.
Facts of Life?
That was probably also in there, too.
Probably.
I haven't actually read it.
Well, you mentioned The Division. That was actually the show with Nancy McKeon. Who was Joe on The Facts of Life?
Oh, there you go.
Wow.
I could see Detective Benson actually being a lesbian.
I know a lot of my lesbian friends love her.
I mean, she's always screwing somebody on the show. But she's always like...
Clearly a lesbian.
But she always has trouble keeping a man.
Clearly les.
Clearly a lesbian.
Clearly.
Because if you can't keep a man, you're clearly a lesbian. Never mind.
Someone wants to know where we find the pictures of Jared Padalecki.
Google.
Oh yeah, that's my friend.
Wait, what did
that's
you?
That's my friend was, too.
I just googled
my
googled,
pregnant friend
Jared Padalecki nude.
Thanks, Amanda. I know what Amanda's going to be doing today.
They're very badly photoshopped, but...
But they're the best thing ever.
Google that. Right. Everybody, today, Google that.
Also, I'd like to say, you were talking about, like, nuns or something, like, a while back. I was looking at, like, the 12... worst comic books that should not be made into movies. One of them was Tales of a Leather Nun. And she is dressed habit. She looks like an old fucked up woman. And she's in a habit and then in like a leather dominatrix bikini fishnets. And she's got a whip and she is like whipping sinner.
Yeah. She's not even like a hot young nun.
No. That one, and I forgot what her name is. I think her name is like Inca or something. Inca, the girl who loved swastikas.
Oh, yeah.
And it's based on like this real girl who like loved the Nazis and went to go work for Hitler and all this shit. Not Eva Braun, before anybody says that. But like, I was like, yeah, that would make a horrible horrible movie.
Let's make that movie.
But like Tales of a Leather Nun, like, just killed me.
I feel like Tales of a Leather Nun should happen, and I know the perfect casting.
I think it would make a great movie.
Jeremy, would you tap that? Would you tap a leather nun?
A leather nun?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. Why
not? In the back of a cab?
Yeah.
In New York?
Yeah.
Yeah, no hesitation.
Wow.
Wow.
He would obviously check her out first, and then he would hit her.
Check her out, obviously.
Woo, and then hit her.
I'm supposed to be resistant to that because it's a religious thing? Or?
No, I was just wondering.
No, we were just wondering, okay. Man.
I'm just wondering.
If that was
like,
a thing,
we haven't talked to you in months, so we were just, you know, wondering what's going on with
Jeremy. I'm drinking Hennessy back here.
Woo! Oh.
And I'm getting loose. So ask me all you want.
Frank,
would you have sex with a leather priest?
Like a gimpy priest?
Hot?
Okay, so he's Joseph.
He's Joseph Fiennes.
Yes.
What if it? Oh, what if it was double? If it was double trouble? Like, what if? Okay. So, what if Joseph Fiennes was like a priest, and then Ralph Fiennes was like a bishop or something? Wait, what's above a priest? Is a bishop above a priest? I don't know. I'm not Catholic. I'm asking the Catholic.
Well, it depends on what position we're getting into.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, you're correct. Would you have sex with a leather priest?
Gimpy priest. I'm going with the gimpy priest.
It depends upon what he looks like.
I just said Joseph Fiennes.
He looks like Joseph Fiennes.
Yeah.
And he was like, I will not continue the conversation I was just going to have because I will ruin American Horror Story for everyone here. Never mind.
Just Jeff. Like, just I don't watch it. Just Jeff.
Let's play Mary, Fuck, Kill, y'all.
Okay, let's
play. Put your hand in my bag.
Put your hand in my bag and pull out three names. Your mama's on the crack rock.
What?
Your mama's
YouTube
on crack rock.
It's the best thing ever. It's like three little girls in like the ghetto just out on the corner going, your mama's on the crack rock.
Okay, Jeff, who did you pick?
I have Bart Allen, who is Impulse and Kid Flash.
I can't get three.
Zoe Washburn, Firefly, and Obi-Wan.
Really? I'm just laughing because of what I just got.
I feel like you got good ones.
So I think I did.
Who are you going to marry? Who are you going to fuck? Who are you going to kill?
Fuck Bart Allen.
Okay.
Marry Wash. Probably kill Obi-Wan.
What?
I don't know.
But Obi-Wan's... He died anyway, so...
All right. Well, I got Flash, Shadow Cat, or Kitty Bread, and Clone Trooper...
I'm gonna get a different.
Can I kill a Shadow Cat?
Why would you want to kill Kitty Pryde, man? She's fucking awesome.
Fine.
She can go through walls, and she's pretty cool, Kitty Pryde.
But I don't want to have sex.
You don't have to have sex with her, man. You can marry her.
I don't know that I want to marry her either.
Dude, if you don't like her, just tell her to go through a wall, man.
I'm killing her. Bye.
Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
I'm going to have sex with a clone trooper. And then I'm going to marry the Flash.
Acceptable.
Acceptable.
Which Flash, though?
It's Jay Garrick.
Oh.
Oh.
Yay!
Yeah.
Okay.
He's like 50.
Yeah.
Oh, but is he a cute 50?
Let's show you.
Actually, well, you say yours. I'm going to Google it.
Okay.
Actually, in the new 52, he's younger.
Oh, I did not know this.
Lantern's gay.
Yeah. But that's okay. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about the Green Lantern anyway.
Who are you marrying? Who are you fucking?
I got Swamp Thing, John Connor, and Captain Marvel.
He doesn't look bad.
This is a hard one.
Is it hard?
Yeah, because I can't. In good faith, Captain Marvel as Captain Marvel is hot. But he's also Billy Batson. He was like 13.
Oh.
Yeah. When he becomes Captain Marvel, he just grows magically. But he's hot.
He grows magically, though, Frank.
So you don't want to have anything to do with the 13-year-old, but
no,
the giant-sized version of the 13-year-old.
The one that's like a thousands of years old, like magical being, yes, I would fuck that.
I would fuck that.
Fuck the shit.
Fuck that shit.
You said that so much, too.
Me?
Well.
What?
I also don't know if I would kill Swamp Thing or marry Swamp Thing. It's Swamp Thing.
Okay,
come on.
But you
that's
have
awesome.
To live. You have to live in the swamp, yo.
Well, it could be like Louisiana, and you have like a cute bayou home.
Yeah, John Connor's really like.
But which John Connor?
It doesn't specify.
Matter?
So like, they're all kind of emo-y.
What was me?
I'd kill John Connor and marry Swamp Thing because it's Swamp Thing. Come on.
Okay.
He's an elemental. Who doesn't want to marry an elemental?
Apparently not you. Russell.
Okay. I had to switch mine because I got one that was just too comical before.
What?
I originally got Captain America Steve Rogers. I figured after the discussion we had earlier,
no,
I can't
put it back now.
I didn't mean to put him back. I meant to switch out Chris Redfield for him, but I accidentally switched him out, so I picked two different ones because I also didn't know who Emperor Palpatine was, so I switched him out.
Really?
Wait, what?
I mean, I did, but I didn't. I don't think I did.
Not only have you defiled the honesty of Mary Fuck Kill, but you don't know who. Bitch, get out!
Is Emperor Palpatine like the old one that always comes to visit?
Yes.
Okay, that's
also,
him.
Out of context, that could be anyone.
but like, I didn't know that was the dude that was. The guy. I thought his name was something different. I'm sorry.
Go read yours, cheetah.
Okay. I chose Chris Redfield, who I guess Frank tells me that's from Evil or whatever.
Yeah.
Rorschach. And I like this one because it's going to make Stacey mad. Wolverine.
Fuck you. Fucking get out. Fuck you.
So I'm going to marry Wolverine.
Fuck you.
I'm going to kill Chris Redfield because I kill everybody I don't know. And I like to sleep with a Rorschach because I figure if I don't like what he looks like, I can make him change his face to like whatever ink blot I want. I'd be like, I don't like the one that looks like a butterfly. Make it look like a teddy bear.
I'm not talking to you anymore.
What, would you rather have me kill Wolverine?
Yes. Then you have him? Yes, I'd rather him die.
I'm right.
Fuck you! I'm so getting him for my own. Yeah, keep your husband around me, girl. Keep your husband around me.
We're going to go to...
I'm gonna kill you. You had Captain America, you whore.
Yeah.
Honestly, who gives a fuck, Captain America?
Well, I didn't mean to. I meant to switch Chris Redfield.
And Chris Redfield is hot.
You angered me.
But I don't know who he is because I don't watch those movies and I don't play the game.
No.
Okay,
no.
Do you want me to amend it? Okay, I'm gonna marry Rorschach, sleep with Chris Redfield and kill Wolverine, okay?
Thank you.
But you can't really kill Wolverine.
This is Chris Redfield.
I'm gonna sleep with Wolverine, but...
No!
That's Chris Redfield.
No.
Video game character, he is okay looking.
What? She's dead inside. Okay, let's ask him our awkward questions.
I don't know who he is!
We're done with you. We're gonna ask Jeff our awkward questions. Frank, whip it out and say it.
What do you think about the phrase, pound my boy pussy?
No. Especially coming from you. No.
Pat my boy pussy. My mangina.
So he doesn't like it. So.
I guess.
Rachel?
You're a Puritan.
Oh, my question is, it's a two-parter. So if you could go back in time and tell yourself something like monumental that would change your life now, like a la Back to the Future 2, would you do it? And what would you tell yourself?
Oh, that's a good one. I probably would.
What would you tell yourself? Would you say, hey, Jeff?
I would say...
write a kick-ass comic and make millions.
Yeah, exactly. We'll go with that.
No, no.
Invest in Google.
Invest in Apple.
There'll be these things that will come out like Apple and Microsoft and Google. And it's something called the iPod. Invent the iPod, dude.
Exactly.
Get on that.
My awkward question. What is my awkward question?
Would you sleep with yourself? Oh, yeah. You were too distracted by Elijah Wood.
Sorry, I saw Elijah Wood playing a serial killer, and I got really excited.
She was too distracted by Elijah Wood.
Would you have sex with yourself?
Well, Elijah Wood is so short.
I don't care. I don't have a height requirement to ride me.
I thought you did. I thought you didn't like short men.
Why do you always think that? I have no height requirement.
I thought that was your... I don't know. I just thought you did that.
No, I have no height requirement.
As long as
I would
they
date
can work
any
it.
Height. I'm tall. If I said I wouldn't date somebody short or tall, that would be like somebody saying that they wouldn't date me because I'm a tall girl. Fuck that. I would date anything. Not anything.
Even Tom Thumb. You would date Tom Thumb.
No, I wouldn't date Tom Thumb. Would you date Tom Thumb?
No, because he's like the size of my thumb, and my thumb's really small.
Okay. And that is why.
Would you have sex with yourself? Like, you hit on yourself.
Yeah.
Perv.
Whore.
Bitch.
Skank.
Slut.
All of the above.
I was trying to think of another term.
Jezebel.
We're just going to go with seven. Harlot.
You tart.
What's a harlot?
Harlot.
Harlot?
Harlot.
Harlot?
Harlot.
Okay. Ooh.
Harlot.
Harlot.
You slag.
Wench.
Bombay rule.
What are we even talking about?
Perforated cum bubble.
What is going on?
Okay, I'm sorry, but I'm looking at the feed on my Facebook and something just popped up that said rape opportunity.
No one did not.
Stop applying.
Do you read this? Rape opportunity.
We're not lost, we're on an adventure. Rape opportunity.
Oh my God, I'm sorry.
Wait.
No. I will take this time out to mention that we have a contest going on. We are giving away two free tickets from our sponsors, Discovery Science Center, for the Indiana Jones exhibit. Woo-hoo. All you got to do is like us on Facebook and share your most adventurous story. And if we pick your story, you get two free tickets.
Bam.
It's so easy, people. My 3-year-old niece can do it.
It's easier than Frank's pants.
And she's a caveman.
It's easier than Frank's pants. So do that. Like us. Send us your story, and you could be sent to the Indiana Jones exhibit, which is pretty kick-ass, you guys, so you want to go.
You have until January 5th, so you have like a week and a week or so or something.
Less than a week.
So do it.
Do it. Do him.
Also math.
We also want to give a shout-out to our other sponsor, RubbleRouserIndustries.com, where you can get your nerd shirt on.
Do it.
Also hoodies.
Yeah.
Ever wanted to reenact a Dexter fantasy?
go to RabbleRouserIndustries.com.
And buy that shirt.
And buy his shirt.
And then call shirt. Either, if you're straight, call me. And if you're gay, call Frank.
Me.
Their number is...
and I think that's our show. Anything else we have to mention, you guys?
No, except that it's the end of the year and it's the end of our season.
We hope everybody has a happy New Year's. Be safe and
And like us on Facebook and Tumblr, Instagram, Twitter, and all your other horrible social networking
Pinterest.
Sites. Pinterest.
Friendster.
Friendster. We're
Friendster. Oh, we still have MySpace.
Match.com.
Grindr.
Ooh. Speaking of
Stop putting on Grindr.
Oh, and also, yes, tune in next week and to catch the start of our new season.
Yeah, we'll see you guys next year, man. Ooh, we'll see you guys next year. That's weird to say.
That is weird to say.
See you in the new year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bad boy. 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 Bad boy.